Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
All right, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Coming up in about 5 minutes, a few more minutes with Matt Brubeck. He's the creator of the Miracle Belt for Children. Helps kids with ADHD, sensory issues, and whatnot. MiracleBelt.com is the website to go to check that out. MiracleBelt.com. And here again, Dr. Mike.
Now, Matt, you initially, as a baseball pitcher, had a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. At least that's what came back at you at 103 miles an hour. That's close to major league level, isn't it?
It was at Double A. I my first game, I was just called up to Double A and did very, very well in my first outing. Went 7 innings and didn't give up any runs. And then it was the first of the second game got on. I struck him out, but the catcher dropped the ball, so he got to first. And it was the first pitch to the second hitter that came back at me at 103.
Wow. Now, so you put this on to help you learn balance, and then
correct. Yeah, I was having coaches tug when I was doing shadow work, you know, kind of practicing my pitching motion. The coaches were tugging after the injury, were tugging on my uniform, trying to get me to feel my body. And for some reason, they were telling me, they were showing me, and I couldn't feel it. So it wasn't until a year or two later that kind of planted the seed. And then a year or two later, it was a few years later, I was in the gym with a 20-pound sandbag, and I leaned to the right side from after doing leg lifts, and I immediately felt what the coaches had been trying to get me to feel. So I lacked the body awareness for the mechanics. Coaches were showing me, you know, trying to tell me, but it wasn't until I actually felt it that I actually understood what they were trying to explain to me.
Now, clearly there are anecdotal reports, that is, reports of moms and families where the Miracle Belt, which is now used for them, has helped a great deal. And the question that we always bring up is have there been... You know, is there any way of doing a randomized controlled trial on this? Obviously, you can't do it blindfolded because people will know whether they've got the belt on with weights or not weights. But, I mean, in other words, with the belt on without weights versus with weights and knowing why the weight does work.
Right. Yeah, we had a research study done by a Dr. Terry Hayes of Cranberry Counseling. The psychologist, he did it on ADHD children over 2 years, and it was proved the belt to be effective 80%. And of the weighted therapies, other weighted therapies that are out there, the belt is, I believe, one of the only ones that's been tested child safe under government guidelines, the CPSIA, Consumer Product Safety Information Act. So it's been researched, it's been tested. Obviously, I would love to do more research. But that takes money, which is actually why I created a campaign on Rocket Hub. If anybody's interested, they can type in sensory belt in Rocket Hub. And I'm trying to raise $1 million to actually help 50,000 children. I wish I could give these away to every child that needed it, because these families that have children with special needs are usually cash strapped to begin with. If anybody would like to help and change the life of a child, Rocket Hub and Sensory Belt in the search key, and they can do that.
That's great. So rockethub.com, and then in the search area, look at Sensory Belt. And the direct thing is Miracle Belt. Now, we've got a couple questions. We have adults who listen to this. And a couple questions of how does this help my golf swing, since we have some golfers involved in it. How does it help the golf swing?
Very, very similar to helping the children. The belt helps improve body awareness. And so for golfers, and actually right now, I pulled all my funds from the sports belt that I created to help the children, because like I said earlier, it's time sensitive and it's developmental. But the way that, and one day once I get the belt off the ground, fully off the ground, we've helped 10,000 children, but once once I get it fully off the ground, I will focus on the golfers. But how it helps golfers is it helps improve their weight shift. So it helps, you know, keep them, helps them shift their weight through their weight shift from back leg to front leg, which actually helps reduce slicing and things like that. So a lot of golfers will be in their head and thinking about a couple different things at once. And like we talked about earlier with the children, got to be in the moment. And to be able to feel the body and feel the hips go back and then feel the hips come through. We went to the Golf Merchandise Show in 2006, and a bunch of golfers used it, and they loved it. So.
Well, we're going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week, but before we do, I just want to say thank you. And for those listening, you can go to MiracleBelt.com. So now, Sonar, let's go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. And the Real Age Tip this week is, are your feet killing you? This economy may help. And you say, what the heck are you talking about? Well, in fact, even we U docs who think white lab coats are the height of fashion are aware that women's heels have gotten taller than Heidi Klum. The upshot, it's not just bankers who are getting rich in the economy. Foot physicians are doing fabulously, too. To their dismay, as the average height of fashion heels goes up from 3 to 5 or 6, women's visits to docs for foot and toe woes have soared over 100% in the last 3 years. 8 out of 10 women say their shoes are painful. You're not surprised, neither are we. For Kerry Bradshaw and other fans, walking becomes an extreme fashion sport, one that foot surgeons call shoeicide. Peek under the chair in Dr. Oz's TV audiences and kicked-off shoes are the rule. So is there any good news here? Yes. There's now evidence from global business analysts at IBM, of all places, that as the economy goes upward, even in small increments, heel heights inch downward. While it used to be hemlines that tied fashion to finance, stilettos appear to be the new economic indicator. You may have already spotted your neighborhood fashionista skipping around in ballet flats. What's next? The return of kitten heels, which top out at 2 inches. The height, most foot docs agree, is the maximum you should have for happy feet. We can hear women cheering now. So, we never expect to be writing or talking about, if you will, heel fashionistas in this column, but I have wives, if you will, and we got to keep up. So, in fact, lower heels, lower foot costs. That's the tip of the week. Joe?
Our secret word of the day is fashionista. Remember that. Our secret word of the day. Fashionista. We'll have a test later on. That's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Day. Hey, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, or 877-711-5211 on the telephone. And we thank you for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.